Well, we were talking novels before the break. We're still talking novels, and we're going to talk about one called The Lost Stone of Sky City, written by H.M. Waugh. H.M. Waugh is an environmental scientist, writer, and educator with a long-term love of wild places and high mountains. And The Lost Stone of Sky City is her debut book and has scenes inspired by her time in the Everest Base Camp. Good afternoon, Heather.
Good afternoon, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to talk to you. Now, a novel about high places and I guess things which are quite magical to many people. Many people don't get the opportunity to see or go to these sorts of places, but you're capturing them in this book, aren't you?
I've captured like a medley of a lot of the high places that I've been lucky enough to go to in my life. So, yeah, some of it is sort of based on areas in Nepal and also areas in the Alps in Switzerland and in South America. Mm. I just, I love looking at mountains with snow on them. So I don't know why I live in Perth. But, when I go traveling, I love to chase mountains.
Oh, fabulous. And, you know, what was the inspiration for The Lost Stone of Sky City?
The Lost Stone of Sky City sort of came about, as a writer, you might get a bit of an idea and you just put it in the back of your head and then it will join another idea. But the first little bit of an idea came before I was even thinking I was a writer. Hmm. But I was in this area in Nepal and I was going over this high pass and I was really concentrating on not falling over because I'm pretty useless at walking on ice. And I got to the end of it and a Canadian couple came up and said, "Did you see that avalanche that was above us?" And I was like, "No, I did not." And I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if you could, have that ability to read the mountains and read the snow to see what's happening? So these Canadians had come from quite a cold area, and so they knew what to look for, whereas me, I was just, trying not to slip over. And so that's the sort of the kernel of where my main character, Sanaya, has this sort of magic ability to listen into the snow and the mountains, that she will be a far better mountaineer than I could ever possibly be.
So what's the theme of the story then?
The theme is very much an adventure where Sanaya is sent up into these high mountains when, the mists say you shouldn't go up there because it's owned by the ice people. So it's very much looking at, how much of our myth and our legend is based on truth and what happens when, when these things start to come real. It's about discovering who you are, being happy with who you are, and that everybody has different strengths, kind of. Hopefully it's also a lot of fun. That's what I was aiming for.
now, your love of wild places and high mountains, I find that when I speak to authors, a lot of their love of these sorts of things come from books that they've read as kids or experience that they've had. Do you sort of remember any particular books that drove you to love wild places when you were younger?
Absolutely, actually. I did grow up in New Zealand, so we had much more access to mountains when I was over there. And from about the age of 7, I had a pack on my back. I was the youngest of 3 children, so my parents had kind of waited long enough, and we started going overnight tramping, as we used to call it there, up into the national park. So I certainly had an early start with that. But I distinctly remember picking up a book from a beautiful, amazing Australian author, Isabel Carmody. I was about 12 or something, and her second book in the Ober Newton series, The Far Seekers, her Elspeth, her main character, ends up in these high mountains through, kind of not magic, but amazing happenstance. She ends up in this beautiful valley, and I just, that's one of my most loved sort of scenes. I just loved that ice and that cold and the severe environment that these characters have to face against. It's not a person they're fighting up there, it's the actual environment. So certainly, if you're saying, are there things I remember, that's one of them. And hopefully somebody who picks up my book will get that same sort of a feeling of how beautiful and delicate and dangerous these environments can be.
I've read the first Isabel Carmody novel. They're fabulous, and you find that sort of that challenge in Game of Thrones, the cold north, and you get it in The Lord of the Rings where they're traversing over mountains. So there's a lot of these types of stories which evoke those wild, cold places.
Yeah, absolutely.
Heather, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. The book is The Lost Stone of Sky City and published by
Fremantle Press.
Okay, you can find it out now. Thanks very much for your time.